You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. 6:06 the time on a Thursday morning, December 11th, 2025. It's another beautiful morning to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening, all across the Civic Media Radio Network or on social media, podcast. However you got here on a morning that's chilly but going to get a lot colder this weekend, stay tuned to that local forecast. We're going to spend a lot of time below zero in the coming days. I got a question for you. Have you seen your property tax bill yet? We got ours yesterday from down at the P.O. box and took a look at it and had kind of the same reaction a whole lot of other folks have had opening up their property tax bill. I guess the question is, what are you prepared to do about this? Well, first, you got to know who's to blame for the higher numbers. And the real culprit is not a group that is even listed on your property tax bill. I'll explain in just a little bit the numbers and who is actually responsible for the numbers, people that you can actually hire and fire. Throughout the course of the day, of course, you can join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And, of course, you can also use that Civic Media app, and that way you can call us, or you can text us, or you can leave us a voice note, and you'll need that Civic Media app in about an hour to give us a keyword in our Text to Win Grown-Up Gift List contest. But also coming up in an hour is the new candidate for governor. Joel Brennan becomes the seventh Democrat in the field. He was one of the top officials in the Evers administration. He ran the Discovery World Science Center, president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, and more. We're going to talk to him live in an hour about why he is running for governor, and we're going to play his campaign announcement ad here in just a few minutes. First off, we want to bring in Parker Olson, who is producing this final radio program from Madison Studio A2. Mr. Olson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good and I'm grateful. I am so grateful for a particular group of people that I saw last night.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not the people I was drinking with, though I did see them too. You see, the ladies in the neighborhood had a gathering at one of the homes on the street here, and all the men folk were dispatched and said, you all go someplace else. And so we all went to
get away
a place and got together. That was all fine too. But the thing is, right across from us, across the bridge, basically for folks who know Lake Wissota, you know, there's big old Lake Wissota, and then south of it is little Lake Wissota. And there's a bridge that spans the two. The view is one of the bars right there, and there's a boat launch. And we saw some sirens or some lights and things like that over at the boat launch, and we thought, oh no, is there a problem? No, there's not. It was training that was going on for water rescues.
Oh.
And so, I mean, and it was cold out there, and they're in those, you know, inflatable suits or whatever, the wetsuits, and they're in the water there, and they've got the tow ropes and everything. And it was just my reminder that even if I started every show saying thank you to our first responders, it wouldn't be enough. I mean, just look, that was just one training session that they had to go through in the icy waters, much less everything else that they do to save lives. So I was very grateful for them. And I if you are a first responder of any type out there, I hope that you know that you may not hear it very much, but we appreciate that very much because I'm not going in. I don't know that Parker's signing up for that training either, necessarily.
No, probably not. No.
Given my thoughts on ice fishing, you know, I'm certainly going to look for any reason not to be in the icy water if I can avoid it here. So thanks to everybody who's doing that. Also coming up on the program today, Sean O'Malley will talk about your money and the markets. Look, there's a real lack of government data. We've talked about it a couple of times before, But there are more reports that are not coming out that would guide the Federal Reserve, that would guide investors. The only thing guiding them right now is the AI bubble. And that's just getting bigger. And Sean's going to talk to us about that. Joe Zepecki will talk about Joel Brennan getting into the race and whether, you know, does this kind of complete the field? Is there anybody else in the pipeline who might be on the verge of announcing for governor? We'll talk a bit about that as well. Well, we're not going to talk much about sports. If you heard Mike Clemens just now, Parker, what was the final? It was a 30-point loss.
Yeah, it was a 90-60.
90-60.
Yeah,
losing to 23rd ranked Nebraska.
It was not good. It was not a fun watch at all. I think I said earlier this week or maybe last week that I know exactly what kind of team can beat the Badgers. Now I know another kind of team that can beat the Badgers.
Yeah, so they've got just over a week till their next game, so they got time to, I mean, I know they're doing final exams probably or something, but I think there's some more homework they need to do.
Yeah, they don't play until next Friday, and they need it. They need the practice time, because yeah. Yikes.
They do. Yeah, 30-point loss is not something that I had on my expectations for that team, but
no,
yeah,
when just seems... really, I think, poor offensive decisions. You probably shouldn't be shooting 32 three-pointers when you've made 21% of them. So.
Yeah, yeah. Little things like that. Stop being intimidated. Go for the basket.
Yeah.
Also, Sherita Booker will be along coming up in less than 10 minutes here. I'm sorry, exactly 10 minutes from right now to tell us about some of the events going on this weekend. But let's start with the announcement that Joel Brennan is in the race for governor, a former top official in the Evers administration. According to Molly Beck's writing in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here, Brennan was one of the few Evers cabinet appointees that was unanimously confirmed by Senate Republicans. He has been executive director of Milwaukee Discovery World. He's president of the Greater Milwaukee Committee, a group of about 200 leaders from business and nonprofits working to improve civic life in Southeast Wisconsin. Why hear me talk about Joel Brennan? You can hear him talk about it, because I never cease to be impressed with the campaign announcement ads, and we've run a few of them. And I tell you what, one of these shows, we're just going to run them all back to back to back, so you can hear directly from all the candidates. But for now, here's the brand new campaign announcement from Joel Brennan running for governor.
I'm Joel Brennan. I'm a Democrat running for governor. You probably don't know much about me, so let's start with some numbers. 10. That's how many siblings I grew up with right here in Wisconsin. We were long on potential, although sometimes a little short on resources. 49. That's how many points future NBA star Nick Van Exel and I combined to score when we played each other in high school. I had 8. He had the rest. 5. That's how many jobs I had to help pay my way through college, like landscaping, baking coffees, retail, and deep frying egg rolls. 0. The number of functioning blinkers on my first car. I've raised 2 great kids with my wife, Audra, passing on lessons like rolling up our sleeves to get things done and showing up for our community. And for 25 years, I've worked with businesses and nonprofits to create jobs and strengthen Wisconsin's economy. In 2018, I got a call I never expected. Tony Evers had just been elected governor, and he asked me to help lead our state as his top cabinet official. It's easy to forget how broken things were after Scott Walker and his right-wing legislature had spent 8 years gutting state government. We got to work putting the state on firmer financial footing, generating a budget surplus of nearly $4 billion, and growing our rainy day fund to $1.7 billion. Then COVID hit, and all of that progress was put at risk. We stood up to the extremists and delivered help to tens of thousands of small businesses, farmers, and families across Wisconsin. But today, thanks to Donald Trump's chaos and incompetence, the numbers just aren't adding up for Wisconsin families. Costs, like everything else, are out of control. And coming from a family that had to make every dollar count, I know what that feels like. I'll be a governor who will stand up to Trump's dysfunction and be laser-focused on improving the lives of people across our state. With fair maps and a Democratic governor, we can stay true to our values and deliver real and lasting change. I'm Joel Brennan, and it would be my honor to be your governor.
So there it is. There's the campaign announcement video from Joel Brennan that he released early this morning, announcing that he was joining a large Democratic field of candidates for governor, counting on his private sector business experience and his position as a top official in the Evers administration as reasons why he may stand out from the rest of the field. There's obviously motivation for Democrats to hold on to the governor's seat and to also win back the legislature, because as you heard, you know, the maps are fairer now, and Democrats have a shot of taking back the Assembly or the Senate or both of them. And that might be necessary, especially if you've had any opportunity yet to see your property tax bill. There's some numbers in there that aren't pretty. But let me back up and point out something. State taxes, your state income tax, that's progressive. The wealthier taxpayers pay a higher tax rate. Paying things from state coffers would be preferable to local coffers from the property tax, because the property tax is regressive. It hurts the middle class and lower income families harder compared to wealthier families. But Republicans in the legislature can only control the one. So if they have the choice to pay for something with state tax dollars or pass the buck to make school boards and local governments raise the money to pay for our schools, which way do you think they're going to go? Now, this year started with Governor Evers proposing a new state budget with an increase to K-12 education of about $3 billion, and that was to make up for years and years of underfunding that didn't keep up with inflation, forcing property taxes higher. Again, that's just to keep up with inflation, not to spend a whole bunch of new money. But Republicans in the legislature did what they do instead, and so the final deal that was worked out was a freeze in state aid to K-12 public schools. There was also supposed to be an increase in special education funding, but that hasn't really happened yet. But a freeze in state aid, even as inflation, as you know, eats up a bigger share of budgets, family budgets, school district budgets as well. When that budget passed, let me take you back to what Peggy Wirtz Olson, WEAC president and teacher, said. She said, quote, "Let's call this what it is, a complete betrayal of public schools. Given the ugly truth about this budget, educators are exploring every option to force politicians to bring forward a long-term solution to Wisconsin's school funding crisis. The state can't keep shattering the foundation of our public schools and expect the professionals who teach them to pick up the pieces." Now, as you know, we have talked over and over on this program about fixing the system that we use to pay for K-12 schools. There have been commissions and studies and hearings. And the Republican response this year was, well, we won't cut education, but we'll go along with freezing state aid, which, given inflation, is a de facto cut because costs haven't gone down. So where do you think that's being made up? Again, take a look at your local property tax bill. Now, there are lines on your property tax bill here for the share of your property taxes from your county, from your local government, from the technical college district, and your local school district. And it's that last line where people are seeing a big jump and thinking, wow, what's the school district doing that my property taxes are going up so much higher? Here's the problem. On my bill, the line says at the very bottom here, Chippewa Falls School District. That's a typo. And the same goes for anybody where there's a school district listed. The line should say, here's the cost of 15 years of Republicans running the legislature and trying to kill off public education. I know it doesn't all fit nicely on the property tax bill, but that's exactly what it should say. That bottom line should say, here's the cost of 15 years running the legislature by Republicans. So yeah, they're fair maps. So when I say, what are you going to do about your higher property tax bill? You may get an answer next year, or at least that opportunity. Sherita Booker is coming up to tell us about some weekend events from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota. Thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, here we go. We're getting that much closer to Christmas, to the holiday season here. All kinds of things happening to get you in the mood and the spirit and separate you from some dollar bills in case you want to buy some stuff for gifts or otherwise. Sherita Booker, our social media manager, is here to tell us about three such events today. Hey, Sherita, how are you?
I'm doing well, Pat. How are you?
All right. All right. Let's start first with the Yerkes Observatory is having an event that's in the Lake Geneva area. So let's start with what it says here is the World's Tallest Glass Tree Festival. I got to know more about this.
Yeah. And that'll run from Friday to Sunday evening. Guests can watch the tree take shape in real time through live glass blowing, steel sculpting, and woodworking. All tickets include entry inside the historic observatory rotunda and access to the Big Dome, home to the world's largest refracting telescope. Out on the grounds, you'll find a heated artisan market, fire pits, a bar with beer and wine, music, and a warming tent with hands-on activities. For those interested in learning the craft of glass blowing, that they'll have that experience available on site as well, with the option to add your piece directly to the tree. Admission is $20 for adults and free for kids 12 and under, or $30 for a multi-day pass if you want to return throughout the weekend. Parking is available off-site at Williams Bay High School with a free trolley shuttle to the observatory. Full details and ticket information are available through yerkesobservatory.org.
And that, by the way, Yerkes is Y-E-R-K-E-S observatory.org. Have you ever been there?
I have not.
We were in there briefly. I was with somebody who was meeting somebody affiliated with it. They said, hey, do you want to peek inside? We said, okay. I mean, this is one of those old school observatories, you know, and it was a real treat that I think people would really like to see if they are going to be in the area. All right, let's head up to Menominee Falls now for a Christ Kindle Market. Again, just to get some goodies for the holiday season, right?
Yes, so this Saturday, Menominee Falls turns into a classic European holiday village for the Falls Christ Kindle Market at Centennial Plaza from 10 to 5 p.m. There will be an outdoor market with tents with artisan gifts, baked and seasonal treats, and families can stop in for portraits with Santa from 10 to 3, see live reindeer from 10 to noon, and meet Elsa and Anna from 1 to 2. Carriage rides roll from noon to 3, offering the perfect view of the downtown district. And while you're there, stop by some of the local shops and restaurants, holiday pop-ups, and specials from favorites like Chocolate Falls, Bank of Flowers, Art Lounge, and Poppy and Time, and a whole lot more. And for more information on that, visit christmasinthefalls.com.
I have a 3-year-old granddaughter that lives in Michigan, and I am kind of thankful she won't be part of this because she will lose her mind. She is watching Frozen all the time. And if you say Elsa and Anna are there, she will put on the princess dress and she would be there in a heartbeat if she could.
My daughter used to love Frozen.
Oh my gosh. Still very, very much in that phase. And by the way, some cool stuff to buy too, but I mean, come on, something for the kids as well. And then finally, we've got up in the Fox Cities at the Performing Arts Center, we've got a little circus type action, you know, in the brand of Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, so if you're looking for something different to celebrate the holidays, a magical Cirque Christmas is on stage in Appleton this Saturday at Thrivent Hall with two show times, 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. This is a 90-minute no-intermission Cirque show featuring world-class acrobats, aerial performers, and physical comedy, all set to updated takes on familiar holiday music. It's less traditional theater and more live, high-energy spectacle with stunts and choreography designed to keep all ages locked in. Tickets start at around $50, and both shows are still on sale. For more information or to get your tickets, visit foxcitiespac.com.
And again, I said brand. I should have said the styling of a Cirque du Soleil. It's not affiliated with it, but it is a very popular holiday show that, like you said, features these kinds of circus acts. And have you ever been to a Cirque du Soleil or something similar to that?
I have not. There's one that happens like every year over by the mall here, Southridge Mall. It's like a haunted one or something like that. Ooh. I always see it like outside, but I've never been.
The one that I've been to, and I could not wait to see it, was the one that Cirque du Soleil did. This was in Las Vegas for the Beatles Love album. And the Love album is kind of a reimagining of Beatles songs. and it was put together by George Martin before his passing, specifically for this performance. And so I already loved the album. And if any Beatles fan who has not, you know, played the Love album through, you really ought to. And then they set a Cirque du Soleil show to all of these great Beatles tunes. And again, there's so many different ways you can do this, much like the holiday theme that you just outlined, but just a really cool experience. And I'll bet a lot of people will have fun seeing this one in Appleton, and maybe you'll get a chance to see one of these sometime soon. I'd highly recommend it.
I'll put it on my to-do list.
There you go. How is your to-do list coming along here? You still got some shopping to do, or?
I think I got my kids stuff.
The kids aren't listening. You can tell us where the hiding places are, right?
The closet. But I still have to get stuff for my nephews, and I think that's it, and then I'll be done.
Okay. I found a great hiding place for Sherry's gift this year. I hope she's not listening. I say that more to remind myself, because I don't want a Clark Griswold situation where I forget about it, and then like 3 years later, I go to that spot and find the gift that I couldn't find before.
All right, like I told you, I bought it for you.
Yeah, I know. I got you a gift. I did a really good job hiding it from myself. Yeah, that could definitely happen. All right, Sherita Booker is working on social media for us and helping us find some great weekend events. Sherita, thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
You too, Pat.
And to be clear, I've never done that with a gift. I have done it with cards, where I go into a drawer and pull. It's like, oh, wait. I already bought a Valentine's Day card or Mother's Day card or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I'm guilty. It happens to all of us.
I don't know if I've ever done that, but I constantly find things. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's there.
That's where I did it. Yes. Hiding things from ourselves is a real thing. One quick note here. The Senate will be voting on the Affordable Care Act enhanced subsidy tax credits. It'll probably go down to defeat. House Republicans are still looking for their own alternative to a health care plan after 15 years. And I think they're going to land on health savings accounts. You know, that thing that has never worked and still wouldn't work. All right, we're going to rock around the Christmas tree to kick off today's history lesson. Coming up in just a bit, live from the lake, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time once again for today's history lesson on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
It's one small step for man.
Well, I'm not a crook.
Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
You know, this depression is going to be so great. We'll be the ones eating the cats and the dogs. That's going to be fun.
Once again, it is time to take another revealing peek back into history.
Hey, let's kick things off for the history lesson with a birthday girl. Brenda Lee turns 81 years old today. How old was she when she did this, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
I always wonder that when we talk about these songs, is how old these people actually were, because this could be a hit for like the mass majority of your life, and it's the only thing you're known for, which I think is kind of sad.
The correct answer is 13.
Oh, God.
This is 13-year-old Brenda Lee singing this song, and it has been a hit ever since, almost 70 years.
Man.
And she, wow. Yeah. And now she did have other hits at the time as well, but okay. You do a good Christmas song, it lasts forever. There you go.
That seems to be the case.
On this day in 1913, there was a painting stolen from the Louvre. I know, they seem to have an issue with that. There was one, it was before 1913, but on this day in 1913, more than 2 years after the Mona Lisa had been stolen from the Louvre, it was recovered in Florence, Italy, and the thief was arrested.
That's crazy. Art it theft is such a like insanely difficult thing to catch people for.
Yes, I know. Just ask Pierce Brosnan in the Thomas Crown Affair. Everybody's favorite movie about museum paintings being stolen, right?
Add it to the list.
Well, mine anyway. Yeah. Add it to the... Yes, add that one to the list. You will thank me later. All right. Let's see. Let's stick in the early 60s here. On this day in 1961, Motown got their first ever number one hit on the Hot 100 charts from the Marvelettes. I know what you're thinking. Like, did he plan that? Is he so good that he could hit the post on the next record when the one record is ending? Yes and no. I could if I really wanted to.
Yeah.
That was what we call a happy accident.
That was very, that particular, yeah.
But I'll take it. So anyway, the first of many, 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 many Motown number one hits came from the Marvelettes on this day 64 years ago. On this day in 1934, a fellow by the name of Bill Wilson took his last drink, his last alcoholic drink, and entered treatment for the final time, and then later started a group, Friends of Bill, that you now know as Alcoholics Anonymous. This was after Bill Wilson. On this day in 1934, I'm guessing the holiday pressures were a bit much, but then he was all done after that. This is the anniversary of the birth of Big Mama Thornton. She was born this day in 1926 and gave us the original version of a classic you know from Elvis. Big Mama Thornton, born this day in 1926. Happy 94th birthday to Rita Moreno. Rita Moreno, the Puerto Rican actress best known for her role as Anita in West Side Story, both on Broadway and films. I mean, that girl could dance and sing, and is 94 years old today. See what happens when you take good care of yourself? You can live that long. I don't know if David Gates from Bread did the same thing, but he's made it to 85. Happy birthday to him today. Maybe another way of staying healthy is just to sing nothing but really mellow songs. Mellowness helps you live till your 85th birthday.
What's Yacht Rock?
Hey, have you ever tried?
That's about as mellow as it's going to get. Former senator and candidate for President John Kerry. This is his 82nd birthday today. One of the Jacksons has a birthday today. That would be Jermaine Jackson. He is 71 years old today. It's just, it's always funny to hear these things because you don't know at the time that you're being pigeonholed into a type. And then years later, you're here and you go, oh, yeah, that's an 80s tune. That is totally 80s right there. Yep.
Yeah.
Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue is 67 years old today. Birth name Frank Ferrana Jr. Nikki Sixx was probably the way to go.
Yeah,
Roy Wood Jr. is 47 years old today. And let's move on from Jermaine Jackson to Michael Jackson, who on this day in 1991, his album Dangerous hit number one. Dangerous was Michael Jackson's eighth album, and it was number one on the album chart for 4 weeks. It had Remember the Time and the song Black or White as well, hitting number one this week in 1991. On this day, wow, 5 years ago now, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization on the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, the first COVID-19 vaccine to be approved by the agency. There was, on this day in 2020, an immense sigh of relief that went up around the world, knowing that a vaccine had been developed to fight this pandemic and that it had been authorized as safe for use. I don't think it would be possible to predict back then how many people would then look at this and go, no. some guy with a tinfoil hat told me it's not safe, so I'm not gonna take this.
Yeah, I don't understand people. I really don't.
Oh, that defies understanding. I mean, it just does. But
I try
anyway,
not to think.
Untold millions of lives saved as a result, and that big news came down 5 years ago today. On this day 10 years ago this week, Adele was at number one in both the U.S. and the U.K. with her album 25. My Love was one of the singles off there, as was When We Were Young and Water Under the Bridge, and of course
Hello.
Thought about playing that, but that's in the category of things that have been a little overplayed.
All of America, everyone listening, Pat, has thanked you for not deciding on Hello.
Hello. Yeah. All right, let's see what's on the National Day calendar on this December 11th.
Kind of connecting back to one of the ones from yesterday. Today is a holiday food drive for needy animals.
A holiday food drive for needy animals.
Yes, because animals deserve a holiday dinner.
But I would call them all needy since they can't operate a stove or a refrigerator or anything. They need us for food.
Well, so. Let me tell you, my dog's awfully needy.
I thought you were going to say, nope, your dog takes care of themselves, can get into the cupboard, can open up the bags.
Oh, yeah, he can throw in a bag of popcorn in the microwave.
This garbage can will do. I'm sure I can find something to eat in here.
He was having a great time with powdered sugar on the floor last
night.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not the whole, we were making puppy chow. And
yeah. Oh, okay.
You know how powdered sugar goes.
Yes. And I'm sure the dog was just as surprised, like, what?
Whiter than normal, the dog.
Smoke stuff. It tastes really good. All right. So anyway, yeah, holiday food drive for needy animals day. All right. What else we got today?
It is also National Apps Day. Do you have a favorite app?
National Apps Day.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy.
And we're talking phone apps, not appetizers, by the way.
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you for clarifying there. I have no idea. I'm sure it doesn't say here, but I'm looking at my phone right now.
Yeah.
And trying to get even a feel for how many apps are on this thing.
Oh, God.
I mean.
I don't want to know.
I think it might be over 100.
I mean, probably.
I mean, there's so many of them that, you know, you get and you think, well, I might use this. And then you never, ever use it. Or you used it one time and go, it's not worth it. And then you don't delete it. And it's there forever. Oh, here's one that sticks out, by the way. Here's one called the SNL app from Saturday Night Live. This was an actual app that they put out, but this was quite a few years ago now, many years ago. And it was billed at the time as like, you get this app, you will have a lifetime link to every skit that Saturday Night Live ever did.
Oh.
And for the first couple years or so, it was an amazing app. You could put in a date. You could put in a guest name. You could just browse chronologically and bring up all these great skits. And then one day it just stopped working because, of course, then they moved on to some other app. I don't know if it was Peacock or what it was.
Oh, sure. That makes sense.
By the way.
Oh, boy.
The did I see this right last night? Hmm. The Packers-Ravens game is going to be on Peacock.
Saturday. Oh, I thought it got moved to Saturday.
Let's see. Here it is. Peacock is going to exclusively stream the Baltimore Ravens at Green Bay Packers on Saturday, December 27th at 7 p.m. Okay, so we got a couple of Saturday night games coming up here. We got, first off, this Sunday, you've got the Packers in Denver taking on the Broncos. Yes. And let's get in the plug here. 1 o'clock for the pregame, 3:25 for the kickoff on several Civic Media stations. And then the following Saturday, which would be the 20th, it is a Saturday night game in Chicago. And I forgot what network it's on. I don't know if it's on NBC or what, but you can hear the game here on Civic Media. Yeah. But yeah, sure enough, the following Saturday night, December 27th, Packers, Baltimore Ravens, Peacock. You got to have the Peacock app to get it.
Well,
and Peacock is where I drew the line, to be honest. I've got a lot of apps. At some point, I was just like, no more. There's nothing on Peacock that I need so badly that I'm going to pay for another subscription. And then, of course, they go, hey, guess what? We got your Packers. It's like they're playing, got your nose. Hey, got your Packers. You want to watch them? Huh? It's set to pay. And then everybody says, well, you just take the trial thing and then you cancel the trial. It's like you forget or it doesn't work that way or whatever. So many people are going to go to a bar, sports bar, restaurant, whatever, and they're going to be like, we don't have Peacock. Get out of here.
I wonder, is it possible that it's one of those games that's not paywalled on Peacock? Because I know that's happened before. I've watched stuff on there that you didn't have to pay to watch.
I would not be surprised if you could get it for free. But of course, you have to then give them like your email address or something. And then you will be bombarded with solicitations to actually become a paying subscriber to Peacock.
I'm going off the grid. Screw it.
Consider yourself warned on this National Apps Day that there is one more app that you just might have to get. Any other calendar notes today?
It is International Mountain Day.
International Mountain Day?
Yes, if you're a fan of a mountain.
Okay, so hug a mountain today. You know, tell them it's their special time. All right. Do you have a favorite? you're in Wisconsin. Well, you're supposed to say Rib Mountain. Rib Mountain. It's the best mountain, of course. You know?
I was going to say Mount Olympus.
You know, I don't... Here, this is kind of embarrassing. One of my favorite sites ever was in Banff, Canada.
Yeah.
And there's a big old mountain there, and I do not remember the name of it.
Oh.
So, yeah. But anyway. Okay, one more?
It's National John Day, J-O-N.
Oh, so if your name is spelled incorrectly, J-O-N, this yes. is your day. Hey, yes. congratulations to all of you.
You're right for one day.
If you have any problems, just send that email to Parker Olson with an E.
Whoa.
You can be in that group as well. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, beer.
You know the words.
What was that?
Oh, beer. This is Jason Kelsey singing a song. You may guess the name of said song.
Maybe. Oh, beer?
Oh, beer. Indeed.
Okay.
Yes. This is part of what you can get on the Jason Kelsey vinyl that is coming out. He's gotten that behind the microphone.
What?
There are two sides to this 7-inch vinyl. They will only be selling 100 copies.
100 copies?
100 copies of this
vinyl. Of the vinyl. I'm sure everybody else will stream it. I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm assuming, yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is part of the Kelsey's, Jason and Travis, Garage Beer. There is a beer, obviously. And yeah, you can get the vinyl. There are readings.
What is this?
Readings such as The Reindeer and the Red Drink.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Side B features Jason reading The Reindeer and the Red Drink, described as a very real, very true, definitely historical tale about the origins of Christmas and the importance of sharing a beer in your garage. I can't argue with that.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Merry Christmas. The Kelseys, this was their year. They own media this year.
Yeah.
Both the boys and Kylie and what's that other one? Taylor, who's kind of in the family now.
Yeah, close.
Yep.
Maybe she can get on the album next year.
Maybe. I mean, if they let her audition, she may or may not be good enough for that.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we have in entertainment news?
Also in entertainment news, countries are boycotting Eurovision. Eurovision is the European singing competition. Each country sends a representative, and it's a huge thing. Iceland, Spain, Ireland, Slovenia, and the Netherlands have all said that they are boycotting because Israel is going to be participating. Obviously, they are boycotting due to their Israeli
involvement
in Gaza and Palestine.
Who doesn't love international competition that is influenced by global politics?
Yes.
Olympic boycotts and I guess I've learned something here. I thought the Eurovision Song Contest was big and it's been around for decades.
Yeah.
I seriously thought it was just restricted to Europe, but I'm learning here that actually other countries began participating in the 70s and that, you know, it is a big deal. It's kind of like the metric system of musical competition where everybody else is in it, but not us. We don't want to be part of your reindeer games over there. We've got our own way of doing things, and we'll run. Who's the comedian on Saturday Night Live? Talked about, he played George Washington, and all the different ways that you'll measure things.
Is it Nick Bargatze?
Nate Bargatze, yeah. Nick Bargatze. Yes, and we will call it a mile. Nobody knows. Yeah, we're kind of that way with the Eurovision Song Contest as well. So, yeah. All right, well, what else?
The Zac Brown Band has stirred up a little bit of, I don't know what to call this, frankly. They were playing in the Sphere in Las Vegas, and there were some images that got the attention of some people that they used. There was one that was like a giant skeleton with a really jagged crown on, basically.
Okay.
And
oh yes, I'm seeing now it looks like something out of Game of Thrones. Okay.
Yeah, and people have reacted and said that this was a satanic ritual. Exactly. So TMZ went to the Church of Satan and said, "Hey, what's up? What do you think of this?" And they're like, "Yeah, no, that's not satanic at all. That looks like
it's not us. Yeah, that we're not claiming that.
That looks like glorified Halloween decorations, guys. What are we doing?"
Yeah, that's just it. So they went to the satanic Reverend Jared Mammon, who goes by the title His Unholiness, and thinks it's just decades old hysteria brewing up again. Whenever the masses interpret that everything that amounts to glorified Halloween decorations must be satanic. And that's just backwards thinking. So honestly, of all the groups that you would have told me are in trouble because they use satanic imagery,
right?
Zac Brown Band, not on that list.
No,
not on that list. Now I gotta say that this particular image for their concert at the Sphere,
yeah,
it definitely does not look like something you'd expect from the Zac Brown Band. Again, it's basically a skeleton with, you know, this outcropping from the top of it that kind of looks like the back of the throne in Game of Thrones with all the swords.
Oh yeah.
It does not have Knee Deep, you know, or any other Zac Brown song coming to mind when I see that. So maybe they've learned something from all of this.
Maybe.
If you got a brand, you know, stick to the brand.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
It works. It works for them. So
perhaps like Coke. Why would you change your formula?
Oh, we're doing this again? Okay, fine. Yeah. Here's the thing, folks. We're getting set. I don't know if you know this. I'm not working over the holidays, so we're putting together some end of the year, you know, best of shows and things like that. And we've had to revisit the list of segments that are going to be played during those 2 weeks with Christmas and the New Year. And if you missed it at some point during the year, I was taken aback that Parker never heard of Coke changing its formula to New Coke, and how it was perhaps one of the most earth-shattering events of the year 1985, and yet it's not in the history books. They don't teach this in our schools. I cannot believe this.
Pat, do you know that you compared me not knowing about New Coke to you not knowing about World War II?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the comparison.
I think that stands. I think that's self-obvious. If you look at the hullabaloo, and it was a hullabaloo.
It was a major hullabaloo.
It was a major hullabaloo that, again, I cannot believe that there's not more in our history classes and our textbooks and all about that. But anyway, for Parker's first reaction and mine to that, tune in for one of our best of shows coming up over the holidays. But coming up next year, we are going to have a candidate for governor, Joel Brennan, who recently announced. We'll also have the latest keyword in our grown-up gift list, Text to Win Contest. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.